point on this auspicious morning of Jumu'ah that brings us now to the time when we will be in the company of our esteemed Mufti Sahib for the tafsir from the Quran Kareem, followed by the news, views, and finally it's going to be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 here in South Africa and few other countries. But in majority of the cities, countries and continents, today the day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week, Friday, it's already the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. And today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, and verses 66 to verse number 73. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what will we see there once we enter Jannat al-Firdaus, the paradise, with the grace and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So sometimes the words seem very similar, but always there's a distinct difference between the two. So look at this here, chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, and verse number 66. Fihima, in both these gardens of paradise, Ainan, there will be the springs, Naddakhatan, and the water is gushing forth. So now when you draw a cross-reference, you will see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in chapter 55, Fihima Aynani Tajriyan. The first two paradise gardens they will receive, there the water will be gushing at full speed, because that is for the drinking and for enjoyment for the human being and so forth and so on. And here Almighty Allah states, in the second two gardens of paradise, Fihima Aynani Naddakhatan. So the ulama and the mufassireen and commentators, Jazahumullahu khaira, Almighty Allah reward them, every word, every letter, they deciphered it, analyzed it, and then they wrote their commentaries. So they said, Naddakhatan, the speed and velocity will be less compared to Tajriyan. Because this is mostly for the flora and fauna and for the farms and everything else there. So this you call Rabtul Ayat. This is how you come to link the verses. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, human being and jinn, which of the bounties of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring, that is showering upon you, will you deny and reject? Now, we told you, Naddakhatan refers to the water. The speed is not like Tajriyan, chapter 55, verse 50. And that first one is for human being, and this one is for the farms and so forth. See, Fihima, and in both these gardens here, Fakiha, they are the fruits. Now see, Fakiha. So you have beautiful, wonderful fruits in front of you. You have the leeches, the mangoes, the watermelon, and the plums, and apricot, and what you have, grapes and bananas, and whatever else you have. So what we know and what we don't know, and nothing here in this world is even a comparison to that what we will find in Jannah, is beyond perception, comprehension. So why Fatiha? Ima yatafakkahu bihil insan. That human being will have it not to quench his thirst or not to remove the hunger, but it will be ala sabilil istilzaz. He'll be a connoisseur. He is just having this fruit, that fruit, that fruit, just to taste it. What is the lazza? How delicious it is. So that is why it is called Fatiha. The balagha, the beauty, the style, the rhetoric of the Arabic language. Fihima fakihatu wa nakhlu wa rumman. And in there, the both gardens, you will find the fruits of various fruits. And wa nakhlu, the dates you will find. You know how we love the rutab dates. Those dates, you press it, the juice comes out. So that is in the world, the dates of Madina Munawwara, the best dates in the world because of the wasila and barakah of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as and supplications for Madina Munawwara and the dates of Madina Munawwara. Wa rumman, and the pomegranates, you see that? So imagine one rain comes and you look at the fruits and everything. So then everything is different, you see that? You see the watermelon, how big it is and so forth. And look at the rice, how tiny it is and so forth. So all that kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties that Allah is sending to you and giving you, conferring upon you, ever recurring and showering solely only from Him, will you deny and will you reject? Fihinna, and in these gardens of paradise you will find these women, the damsels of Jannah, that human being has not seen such beauty, how attractive and gorgeous they are. Khairatun hisan. When you get married, my youngster, today between 10 and 10:30, we have a program, the I'lanun nikah, the nikah announcement. So all of you, your children, grandchildren, family members, anybody else, you understand, you know that their nikah is taking place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, locally, South Africa, overseas. Send it to us. Junaid Mota is waiting there with the tablet. 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. So what will be the best? Fihinna khairatun hisan. So in Jannah, there are these damsels of Jannah, beautiful women. Khairat. Khairat speaks about their seerat, their akhlaq, their characters, their morals, their manners. So it is par excellence as far as their character goes. Hisan, so surat. Sirat and surat achiho. So then it speaks of the external beauty. You look at them and you transfix. You just keep on looking. But how beautiful is this lady? And remember, you won't think of anybody else. And she will be looking at you and she won't think of anybody else. Everything in Jannat al-Firdaus is so pure. No contamination, no pollution, nothing. So that is all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala's fadl, grace, mercy and benevolence. Khairatun, isharatun ilal akhlaq. Hisanun, isharatun ilal jamal. So their sirat will also be perfected. And their surat will also be 100%. You see that? So that is the complete lady. So that you will find in Jannat al-Firdaus. And there in Jannah, no menses and no nifas, no postnatal. So all the eating, drinking, then how will it come out? They ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will perspire. And that perspiration will not be like this world, where there is a terrible odor and smell. It will be called misk. It will smell like musk, remember that. And in that way, whatever the input will be the output in that manner there. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties favors of Allah, O human being and jinn, will you reject and deny? Hurun, hur means fair in complexion. Therefore, the Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, His companions were known as Hawariyin. This wear white clothing. Or they were Dobi. Dobi is the Urdu term. They were Ghassal. Ghassil. So it means they were laundrymen, you see, washing the clothes and making it sparkling white and so forth. Hurum. These women will be so fair in complexion. Maqsuratun fil khiyam. They will be guarded, you see that? Fil khiyam. They in the pavilions. Literal meaning of khiyam, the tents. But not tents like this world, yeah. There the khiyam will be like big, big pavilions and beyond our perception, comprehension. And they'll be guarded there. No harm will come to them. So Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, where we enjoy all this, the male and the female, remember that. You, the ladies of this world, you greater than the Hura'een. لصلاتكنا ولصيامكنا ولصدقاتكنا سيدة أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عاص مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله. All this is mentioned about the hur and so forth, the beautiful damsels and virgins in Jannah. So are they better and superior, or are we better? He, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you definitely are superior. You will be the queens, and they will be under your instruction. And there will be no jealousy, no envy, there will be no problems there. So remember, in Arabic we have a saying, Azawjatan or Adwarratan la tattafiqan. Adwarratan la tattafiqan. If you got two wives at one time, then normally they don't agree. One will tell you right, other one will tell you left. One will tell you hot, other one will tell you cold. Karam and naram. You know how life goes. So that is there. They're everything perfect. Maqsuratum fil khiyam. They'll be guarded there in the pavilions. Fabi'ayi ala'i rabbikuma tukadziban. So which of the bounties or favors of Allah Jalla wala that will you deny and reject, O human being, O insan, O jinn, the invisible creation of all might Allah, created from smoke to fire. Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, tomorrow we will complete and conclude Surah Ar-Rahman, and then Monday we will start with Surah Al-Waqiyah, Insha'Allah al-Aziz. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the surahs and the chapters 114 and the entire Quran Sharif. The aim and objective is to finish our life till the last breath, including the last breath, in the service of the Quran Sharif, in the service of the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Al-Fiqhul Islami, to teach people what does Islam say and what do our four schools of jurisprudence say. According to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Hanbalis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis. So that must be our aim and objective, and Khatima bil Iman. Ya Allah, let us pass away with perfect Iman and Islam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me die and pass away with perfect Iman in Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious servants. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 10th Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. We told you before, majority, 90-95% of the countries of the world, it is 11th already today, Friday. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, Baghdad, and Iraq also. Why I mentioned that? Because on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, Hazrat Pirane Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passed away in the year 561 after Hijrah. So at a ripe old age of 91. So you should know all that there. And I'll give you more details just now. Today is day number 728. 728. Remember four day in Gaza. So we're coming to the 2-year mark. You remember? the 7th of October, and it was 2023. What Hamas did was a karamat, was a great honor for them, and we 100% support them. They sent more than 1,000 jutlas straight to hell, and they were 100% justified. Why? Because you kept us in an open prison for 17 years. You stole everything of ours almost, and then you expect no reaction? No, there must be reaction, you must be right. So therefore, that now they tell us the Trump plan and Netanyahu, the war criminals plan. So we gave them some stars yesterday, remember that? And they really experience a proper Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur? You Muslims pay attention so you know what's going on in this world. We, when we have the first of Muharram, the starting of our new year. So now Muharram started, and then we came to Safar, Rabiul Awwal, now in Rabiul Akhir. Then 10 days after it starts, you must remember, we have Ashura, you know. So therefore, we must not imitate the Jutlas and the Jews and then keep one day fast and so forth. So now the Jutlas, their new year is Rosh Hashanah. You see that? And then the 10 days after that, it is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. It's their most significant, important day, religious day. And those who are the religious orthodox one, they fasting. 90%, 90% don't bother at all. They are secular Jews. They don't have time for all this nonsense as far as they're concerned. You see that? So that is how they are. So our Muslims, our resistance movement, our Hamas show them a great lesson. There in Gaza, 9 jutlas, that's minimum dispatched to hell yesterday. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 15 jutlas injured on the waiting list and in transit to go to Jahannam, inshaAllah. Global condemnation of Israel one more time. That how come you attacked and intercepted the flotilla in international waters and then you arrest them, some of them you abduct them and so forth. So the Israeli haramis, war criminals, guilty of ethnic cleansing, guilty of war crimes, guilty of crimes against humanity, say it took them 12 hours to arrest and take all these 400 plus activists, and they took them to the port of Ashdod. All these are Muslim places. They just changed the name, you must remember that. And they all will be deported. But the world is seeing. You must remember the apartheid terrorist Nazi policies of Israel. Therefore, strikes and what have you in different parts of the world. Today in Italy will be one of the biggest strikes there that the government and the people will see in response to the action of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. In Manchester, there in UK, the synagogue was attacked. 2 jutlas dead. We have no sympathy for them. We make our stance very clear. Any jutla dies anywhere in the world and is a support of Israel, so we have no sympathy, empathy for them. And 4 of them were injured, and this morning they said 3 were injured, so maybe one was very lightly injured. So now what is our response on this? Come, I give you a lesson, simple lesson. You come into our land, our territory, you destroy every mosque, you destroy every church. You know there are many Christians there in Gaza and Palestine as well. You destroy every seminary, our madrasa. Then Gaza is Madinatul Shuhada, the city and the place of what? The martyrs. Madinatul Hufaz, that every family had a hafiza of the noble Quran. You destroyed everything, and all this was done, premeditated murder, deliberately. Yesterday, they said this, and Israel threatened, if you stay here, we will kill all of you. So imagine that they want to kill the babies, the children, the teenagers, men, women, everybody. So that is the war of extermination. So what do you think the Muslim will do? The man who has, or the woman who have ghairah, who have iman, who has self-esteem, self-respect. When they get the chance, whether with the car, whether with the gun, whether with the knife, they see a jutla who's sympathetic, supporting Israel, they'll put them away. So therefore, me, you can go to hell for what I care, you chutlas. So remember, we will never ever condemn the brothers. That name also, Jihad Shami, is all cooked up name if you ask me, you understand? Jihad, and he is Shami, Syrian person, and they say that he is there in the UK from 2006. No criminal record, nothing. But because of your policies, America and Israel and Germany and Britain and all that, supporting them financially, materially, with arms and ammunition, so what you think? So you stammer, you're wasting your time. We will protect the Jews. Nobody can protect them. Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish the Jews wherever they are in the world, right till the day of Qiyamah. And it will be the worst type of punishment. And the punishment won't come from Muslims only, from Muslims and non-Muslims, because they are the murderers of prophets and messengers. They are the swines and the pigs. They are the monkeys and the donkeys. They are the dogs and all this enshrined explicitly in the Noble Quran. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. Chapter 7, verse number 175, 176. So all that you will find, you must remember that. So therefore, I say that they deserve what they got. Remember, we have no empathy, sympathy. You all can go fly a kite for what we care. Colombia, I like him, President Petro. Now they revoked his visa. He told America, Trump and Bush and whoever, Biden, you go to hell. I don't need your visa. Yes, what I'm doing, I kick out the ambassador, the envoy of Israel from my country. So he expelled him. You heard Cyril? You heard South Africa? That is what you must do. Kick out the Jutla, these ambassador and diplomats here. And they are the ones who are now saying that Cape Town and that areas there must go for cessation and they must go for independence. And they always consult with America and so forth and so on. So remember, so Colombian President Petro said, out, get out. Next one, no more free trade for you. You want? We will impose tariffs and taxes on you. Very good. We salute you, Mr. President. More than 400 activists arrested and taken to Ashdod, and they will be deported. There is one brother there, Muslim, Riaz Mullah. I know him personally. His father there in Newcastle, Babu Mullah. He comes from Newcastle area. So Allah Ta'ala bring them all back. And for your information, because 90% of you don't know about this, so remember that Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhullah wa Ustad, this Mandela's grandson, Mandla. So he became Muslim. And Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab made him Muslim. He told me that personally. So Mandla is also there, also Muslim and so forth and so on. So Allah maruddahum ila awtanihim wa ahlihim, ghanimin, salimin, ma'zuzin, mansurin, maqbulin, ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, all the activists, Muslim, non-Muslims and whoever, send them back to their families and countries safe and sound. And Ya Allah, humiliate and disgrace Israel and wipe it off the face of this earth. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. See Israel. What then what they do? There is an organization, Doctors Without Borders. So Israel Defense Force killed and murdered one doctor and four others wounded in Gaza. Now do you think that this is right? I'm asking you, Jutlas. I'm asking you, DA, I'm asking you, Helen Zeller, I'm asking you, Jewish Board of Deputies, you, the Zionist Federation or Zionist League or whatever hell your name is. So is all this right that you are doing? So think. So there must be repercussions, there must be consequences. So Putin criticizes France. You see, France intercepted one oil tanker. And now they say that this is a Russian tanker, is illegal. So Putin told them that you're playing with fire. This is an act of piracy, you see. That is what you must do. You do. You must talk tough and you must tell them that I'll open my nuclear. Dance all the proper dance. You see that? Then you will see stars daytime. So Palestine is well alive in Europe. Majority of the people in Europe, majority of the youth in America and the West are supporting Palestine. They have turned away from Israel after the live streaming of the genocide. First time in history, and Trump and all these Western characters and the Murtads and the Khabis and the Gaddar and traitors and Munafikeen, these non-Muslim leaders of Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, and all these haramis put together, you understood? And they said that no, Hamas must now just sign the peace treaty. What peace treaty? That is surrender. Today I will send you something. What one Palestinian lady spoke about this. And you must hear her English, you understood? And you must hear how she expressed herself. So inshallah, we will send it out today to you and so forth. So 3 killed in Moroccan protest, you see that? So now the people are uprising there against the World Cup and the expenses, against the ties they have with Israel. And the Moroccan masses are demanding the Prime Minister Aziz must resign. He's good for nothing also. Sudan, ethnic cleansing taking place there in Fasha. Who is doing it? The Rapid Support Force. Who is supporting them financially, materially? The Arab Emirates, you see that? Therefore, you Muslims, just running like sheep. Let's go to Dubai, shop till you drop. Let's go, yeah. You see that? So why must we help these people? You understood that? So they are criminals, war criminals. You must remember that. Helping Israel against the Palestinians, giving them money and support and so forth to murder our babies and children and our Palestinians and to destroy Masjid al-Aqsa. That is what they are doing. Unless you're a moron and you don't understand it. Remember, the civilians of Turkey woke up and they told Erdogan, you must give us permission. He said, go. So the Turks, mashallah, 45 boats or so, are going 40, 45, whatever it is. So they are also sailing now. These are civilians, you must remember. Whatever little bit stuff they got, they put in the boat. And they're going towards Gaza. Never mind, you can arrest us. But we're making a statement that you want to starve the population in Palestine. You want to murder and kill them. So we must take a stance. And we can't be sitting here as spectators and so forth. So well done to the civilians there of Turkey. Milay, do you know Milay? Milay is another harami, 100% supporter of Israel and America. That's in Argentina, Buenos Aires. You see that BA, we've been there 5-6 times. Another crazy country also. So he used his veto powers. But the veto that he had was overturned by the Congress and so forth. And now his economy is in the doldrums and so forth. So whatever the juntas touch nowadays, you must remember that they will turn gold also into dust. So that is what's happening there. See, Putin is a master of all this. He knows how to play the game. So Putin gave a message to America and to Europe and all the West. He said, oh, you in the West, you see that? Relax. Sleep well. Don't worry. You see that? So Putin is playing the game. You see the mind game. Today in Ukraine, it is day number 13, 17. So 3.5 years, and Putin giving them a good thrashing. You must remember that. The more they try to harm him, the more states join him. South Africa is with him, China is with him, Iran is with him, India is with him. You see that? So all this goes on. We say, well done, Putin. Put them in there. Go to send them to hell. So America is heading for collapse. You see that? The shutdown and the policies of Trump. Trump is a pedophile. He's a rapist. He's a madcap. You must remember that. The worst president in the history of America is he, Donald Duck Trump. China has a plan to break up. You must remember the stranglehold America is holding. So China is going to be one of the means for the collapse of the American empire. The not that China is our friend. We all know what they are doing to the Uyghur Muslims and so forth. But at least they know what direction they are doing, and they're not like the Muslim countries and Arab countries, tenpot dictators, haramis, a disgrace to Islam. America, 5 planes entered Venezuelan airspace. You see that? This is a provocation. And what the hell you doing here? If somebody has to enter America, then you will call him terrorist, and you will say that this is cyber terrorism, and so forth. So what are you guilty of? So always where there's oil, America wants to poke its ugly nose there. Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, and kill and murder Saddam Hussein, President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And we stayed in Al-Rashid Hotel there in Baghdad, the biggest hotel and smartest hotel in 2000. President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, built it for the non-aligned movement. You see that? When you enter, then George W. Bush, you see, his image and photo was there. You had to put your leg on that, then it makes a noise, ting. So one more leg on Bush face, the harami. So well done. You see, Saddam was a good guy. He committed major crimes. We all are guilty of that. But compared to the others, he's much better. Allah reward my brothers and sisters. Where and where they take the things out? It was late at night, but I was elated and delighted. And they sent about Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Saladin the Just, the West calls him. We call him Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Not an Arab, not a person who saw Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. He passes away at the age of 55, and the legacy he left behind, very few people in this day and this age will ever match him. So it was on the 2nd of October, 1187, and the liberation of Palestine took place. So, Junaid Mutta, so just work it out there quickly. I worked it out last night. I think it's 8:38. We'll just work it out. So you must remember 2025. And minus 1187. So yesterday was 2nd October. On 2nd October 1187, the liberation of Palestine took place. We went all those places, Akka, Hittin, Ascalon, all that, and how he liberated it. And then when he had to deliver the memorable khutbah, for 88 years, there was no Jummah Salat, no Fard Salat taking place at Aqsa al-Mubarak. He climbed the minbar and pulpit of who? Nuruddin Zanki. After 88 years, remember, a khutbah will be delivered at Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. And he starts the memorable historic khutbah. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and the relics of the zalims and the oppressors and tenpot dictators. Remember, cut to shreds. All praise is due to Almighty Allah. Is it 8:38 years? Perfect? Right. So there's it there. I know last night I just, but I should do check it up. So 838 years ago, and still we haven't forgotten him. You must remember that. Saladin the Just, even the West have to admit what greatness he has. You must remember that. So when I went first time to Palestine, 1989, after Hajj, I didn't know anybody, but my heart was telling me, go, go. So alhamdulillah, we went, you see that. And we flew, in fact, from Cairo to Tel Aviv. It's supposed to be on Air Sinai. Air Sinai died or something, like our mango and all the jails of Africa. So they told us we have to go with El Al. Just 45, 50 minutes flight, like Johannesburg, Durban, you know. So nonetheless, so we landed there and so forth and so on. So then I was walking around with my wife, and we went to one shop. We wanted to buy something, so I spoke to the person in Arabic. So obviously he realized that we are foreigners. He said, "Min fain, from where you come?" I said, "Junubi Africa." "For what you came?" I said, "Salat fil Masjid al-Aqsa." "To read Salat in Masjid al-Aqsa." He said, "No ziyara, no tijara, no..." I said, "Nothing." He couldn't believe, from Junubi Africa, you came here just to read Salat. I said, "Yes." So he took out the frame, and then on that frame it was written that Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in the 16th year of the Hijrah, it was conquered. وَحَرَّرَهَا صَلَاحُ الدِّينِ. And in the year 1187, you must remember the Gregorian calendar, it was liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi. وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنِ. And who will liberate it now? Alamatu su'al, question mark. I hate that beautiful frame, but I don't know. When I moved from Newcastle to here 25 years ago, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, it disappeared somewhere. Allah alone knows, you understood. So anyway, that you must write it down. And you see what I sent to you? You must send it to thousands and millions of people and teach your children that Salahuddin Ayyubi, his name must be written in Islamic history. Such a great thing. So who will be the Salahuddin of our age? Maybe it will be Hamas, you see that will liberate the entire Palestine. Everybody played a role, whether it is our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, whether it was Dr. Abdul Aziz Lantisi, whether it was Hafiz Ismail Haniya, or whether our Mujahid Kabir, Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah. Next week, FIFA will mull and think about it, whether they're going to ban Israel or not. America is putting a lot of pressure. You can't ban them for the World Cup 2026. So they need to be expelled from every sporting code. And all of you countries who have some iman and ghira and, you know, some respect, so you should expel all these Israeli ambassadors, envoys and diplomats. Then we have to tighten the noose on them, the haramis. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and give you some local news. Fikile Balula, the GS, the General Secretary of the ANC, he admits the ANC is infiltrated with criminals. Balula, which side are you, my brother? Saral, which side are you? Saral, you got that hanging on your head, pala pala. And you, Balula, you got that one trip, you know, you took to Dubai. And you know who paid for it and all that. And 702 exposure properly, you see that. That's a stain upon you. Ek dabba hai tumhare upar, in Urdu, if you know Urdu. So that's a stain upon you. BBC mentioned this about 5-6 times yesterday that I know of. So must be about 10 times. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa condemns Israel and says that what they have done, that intercepting the flotilla and so forth, is a great offense. So yes, well done, at least you spoke something, Cyril. Illegal dumping, yeah, Junaid Mutta, listen. Illegal dumping continues in Lanesia, where in the Citizen newspaper is mentioned. They're telling our Lanesia is not very clean. Go write this down, you Muslims, and my Kalas, and my Masis, and aunties. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nadhifu afniyatakum wa la tushabbihu bil Yahud. O Muslim, the outside of your house, your garden, your veranda, your stoop, in Afrikaans you say, all must be in mint condition. You see that? And do not imitate the jutlas. Jutlas inside they try and keep clean, but outside they don't bother. Muslim, inside and outside we must keep clean. We don't accept that ideology and philosophy. Peter Blank and Banastank, you understood? That outside you try and put up a nice show, but inside you stinking. So inside, outside we, you got it? So you Muslim, you must be 100% clean and pure, you see. Matwetwa, whatever his name, our ambassador to, South African ambassador to France. The day it happened, I told you that the whole story is a fishy story. That he committed suicide and he threw himself down from 22 stories. So remember, the allegations are suffering. The Mossad were after him. And some type of chemical was used in that. But so far it is allegations, but we won't put it past Mossad and so forth. The haramis, you know how it is. Write down Maulana or Hafiz Wadi, not Maulana, Hafiz Wadi and Junaid Mota from tomorrow, Fajr time, Fajr Azan will change to 4:10 Azan, because our Salat is 5:10 here in Lanesia Sufi Masjid where I go. So 4:10 the Azan will be from tomorrow, Saturday, and the whole of next week. You see that? InshaAllah, InshaAllah Al-Aziz. Today, InshaAllah, Haji Ahmad Abdi will pick me up, you understand, 11:30, 11:40 or so. And we're going to Roshni. Roshni means the Noor, Radiance and Effulgence. Nice place. I migrate the graveyard there. Many of my family members and friends are buried there. So we'll be in Masjid Usman. The talk will be, inshallah, 12:30, inshallah, Al-Aziz, live on Markaz Sahaba. And thereafter, lunch there by Hafiz Riyaz Sharif, my family member, and then graveyard, and then we come back, inshallah. All your mothers, sisters, and brothers, the latest edition of Muslim Women is available. 25 rand. I picked up my copy yesterday before Asr, and I read the whole thing, you understand, last night. Well done to our editors, our sisters, and all of you contributing, you see that. So buy it, buy several copies, give your friends and your non-Muslim neighbors and whoever. So it's just 25 rand. Two janazas that we know of, you understand, took place yesterday. A month ago, Dr. Junaid Arbi, Mohsin Arbi's sister Shazia passed away. She is the mother of Saad. Saad is becoming a Hafiz, mashallah, 12, 13 Jews. Wonderful youngster, not baligh, not mature. And then his father passed away, Hafiz Adil, you see. They delayed the janaza last night, only 11 o'clock they had it. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant the yatim children, you know, Sabre Jameel. In 1 month, they lost their father and mother. And remember that Layana also, Allah make easy for her. Allah Ta'ala reward Junaid, Dr. Junaid. And they bring up the children now, and his wife Farzana, Mohsin, all of them playing a role there. Allah make easy for all of them. Nikah. And then the second person who passed away is Hashim Saleji. The street where my sister, brother-in-law and them love, they live in the same street. They went in Jamaat together. In Broncos Parade, when they shot my brother-in-law, you know, in the foot and so forth. So Hashim was safe and sound, but he passed away yesterday day in King Ross. So his janaza was last night, 9 o'clock. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus and all the family, their Saleji's family and others, you understand, Sabri Jameel, our Muhammad Salim Asma's brother-in-law he is. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for our brother Muhammad Salim. He's very special to us as well. The khutbah will take place today, the Adhan, Makkah, 11:10. At South African time, Saudi time, 12:10. So Usama Khiyat will deliver the khutbah day in Makkah Mukarrama and Salah Budair day in Medina Munawwara. And today, don't forget, make a note of it, between 4 and 5. We have a special lecture dedicated to Hazrat Piran Pir, Hazrat Sheikh, and that is Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, between 4 and 5. By him, Qari Hanif Multani, you see, Hazrat Piran Pir Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani ke waqiat, that is the title. So I'll tell our Junaid Muta, our Suleiman Muta and them to make a podcast of it, and we'll send it out, inshallah. So yes, Hafiz Wadi, we got 12 minutes left, start firing up, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning of waqf, and property given as waqf, can it be used for personal use?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waqf means that you hand over something solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For example, you have an extra house or extra flat or property, and you say you are now dedicating it for Almighty Allah, and you're giving it to those people, yeah, to the masjid or the madrasa or somebody, you see that, to a mosque. So they will become the trustees, but not the owners. The owner is only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Regarding waqf and so forth, the law is la yuhab wa la yurasu wa la yu, and you must remember that you cannot give it as a gift, you can't give it as an inheritance and so forth and all the kind of things there. So you can have trustees to oversee it. So now I gave the house, for example, as waqf, endowment in English. And then I say, but the rental must come to me whilst I'm alive. So is that permissible? 100% permissible. Nassul Waqif, you must remember the Shartul Waqif ka Nassi Shari. That is the law of the jurisprudence in Islam. That Shartul Waqif ka Nassi Shari. That when the Waqif, the donor, makes a condition, then it will be very similar, not the same standard, but similar, like the divine text or the text in the ahadith of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is what you must remember. You can make the clause and condition, my family must be the trustee and we must reap the benefit of it, the rental and so forth, while this person is alive, all permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for the wife to ask the husband to buy a house for her in case he passes away, because she is going to have no place to stay otherwise?
She will inherit from the husband's estate. You must remember, if the husband left a child from her or previous wives or whatever you, then the inheritance for her will be 12.5%. And if there's no children, then the inheritance for her will be 25%. So to say she won't have a house and all that, that's not 100% true. But if the husband has the means and she says that you must buy a house or you should buy a house, the better word to use is should. So that's right. So it's good then. At least she will have her independence, and then the children cannot, you know, then mess around with her. Sometime that she's the stepmother, the second wife and so forth and so on. So if the husband has it, very good. We will encourage that. That puts out in a property, flat or building and so forth on your wife's name during your lifetime. And remember, it must be on her name and no strings attached. You can't say the income must come to you, the husband. It is her property, her flat, her house. So you can't make any conditions attached to that. So that is 100%. We will encourage that.
Mufti Sahib, for a baby girl, is the name Hanna, is that a good name?
Excellent name. It called Imra'atu Imran. Quran Sharif speaks of it. You must remember, we all know Sayyidah Maryam. Surah Maryam is chapter 19, comprising 98 verses. And remember that her parents' name, Sayyidah Maryam's parents' name, her name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Her name Nami Ismigrami. Maryam means Abida, the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. And then they made an intention that, Ya Allah, once you bless us with a son, then we will put that son there in waqf. You see that? You see the word waqf? And we will dedicate him to Masjid al-Aqsa. But when she gave birth, remember that it was a girl, a lady, baby. So remember that walaysa dhakaruka al-unsa. Even they knew that the male and the female, their roles are different. So go open Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, and verses number 35, 34, 34, 35, 36, and all that, and you will find it there, and so forth. So remember, so Hazrat Maryam's mother's name, Hanna. So we have our Hanna Popi day in Heidelberg. My brother, my nephew Muhammad, you see, his youngest daughter's name Hanna. So it means to be kind and compassionate. Very good name, excellent name. So keep it and remember, if you want reference of it, chapter 3, verse 35, the wife of Imran. So there the word is used wife, but it means Hanna. So therefore, excellent name, G.
Is it permissible for a lady to wear leather socks while in the state of ihram?
100% ladies must cover their feet. It's compulsory whether you cover it with socks or stockings or leather socks or whatever. When you are going for tawaf, when you are going for umrah and so forth, that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and that verdict is correct. That is very strong. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا يَدْرِبْنَا بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُؤْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. So Surah 24, verse number 31 of the Noble Quran. Therefore, you Hanafi ladies, thousands are going. That somebody told me yesterday, my nieces and this one and this one, a lot of people are gone. I said, oh, so mashallah, so this type of things here. So Allah Ta'ala take everybody to Haramain Sharifain, and Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth and all our masajid. And when you Hanafi ladies go and perform tawaf, you should remember wear stocking socks. Otherwise, you are guilty of a major sin. The man touching your toes and your heels and your feet, and right by Baytullah. And Quran says, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation and oppression, then we will unleash a painful punishment for such people. So wake up, you Hanafi ladies. You must remember, don't look for loopholes and shortcuts and all that.
Mufti Sahib, does the husband have to take care of the mother-in-law?
No, you don't have to worry nothing about the mother-in-law. Whatever you do for mother-in-law, father-in-law, you are just doing them a favor. Similarly, daughter-in-law, you don't have to take care of the mother-in-law and that. So we're not saying you must throw them out. We're saying, is it a compulsion upon you? No, it's not compulsion. You do it, very good. I told you 100 times, we kept their mother-in-law here. And mashallah, her special du'as for us, she was totally blind. So do it with love and sincerity. Allah Ta'ala ka'ayafala jayenge, Allah Ta'ala will reward you fi dunya wal akhirah.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to read the Qunut and Nazila when you are in sujood in the first salah?
Remember that in Islam, Quran teaches us, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Rawi, the reporter, he said, Anas radiallahu an, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Qunut and Nazila for 1 month, summa tarakahu, and then after Qanat Shahran, summa tarakahu. Fajr time, the master read it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Maghrib Salat in the last rakat after ruku. So that is what we must do. So if you read it in Sajda, we won't say it's Sunnah, but we will say it's permissible. But Sunnah, and nowadays every Imam throughout the world should be reading the Qunut and Nazila. You can see all the musibah, calamity, disasters, catastrophe upon the Ummah.
Kisab, which salawat has got the greatest virtues in the world of reading?
The one that is, you must remember, we read in Salat and all that, that is the best.
Finally, on the day of Jummah, between the two khutbahs, is there a specific dua to read?
Any dua you can read, but Hanafi say you must read the dua in your mind and not move your lips. And remember, according to the Shafi'is and Hanbalis and them, you raise your hands, you move your lips, all permissible. Yesterday, a very interesting question came, so I'll just mention it and I'll end off on that. The question is, are giraffes and horse meat permissible in Islam? So you understood the question? Is giraffe and horses permissible in Islam? So remember that the Hanafi ulama normally, that is how they explain it, that the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest prominent students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, say totally permissible, and Imam Abu Hanifa says makruh and that. But when you study the Hanafi fiqh in detail, then in Fatawa Imadiyya, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafizahullah, my beloved Honorable Ustad, taught me all these things. He said that 3 days before Imam Abu Hanifa passed away, Raja'a ila qawli sahibain, and he withdrew the original verdict. So today the fatwa will be horse meat totally permissible. You must remember that according to all four schools. And that is the fatwa that we pass. And how will you slaughter the horse? How the camel you make nahar? You see, that your goat, your sheep, your cow, you drop the animal. So that is called zabah. And the animal, the camel, فَصْوَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنَحَرْ. So nahar is made. So standing. So similarly with the horse also. And with that, you will do similarly how you do with the camel. You see that? But these, the Arabs are expert in this. Me and you, that camel will give us a kick or the horse will give us a kick. And it'll be the last kick we will experience. You must remember that. So we must know what we are doing. So 100% permissible horse meat. I gave you the references. Regarding giraffe and that, understand, that's why I took the question, is for you to learn all these things here. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zi nabin. So all those animals that have the sharp canine teeth, so the lion, the tiger, the leopard, and all that haram, you see that. So you must remember that. But if you look at these animals, they don't have the sharp canine teeth. Whether it's a giraffe, whether it's a gazelle, whether it is the deer, whether it is the zebra. So all that, according to all four schools, totally permissible. So giraffe meat is permissible. So remember, inshallah, our next upload will be at 11:10. The azan will go South African time. And it's 12:10 in Saudi, and then will be Usama Khayyat's khutbah and salat, another lullaby khutbah, I can tell you from now. And you must remember, then after that, 12:30, the lecture will start, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, at Masjid Usman in Roshni. So inshallah, we'll have to go put some more Roshni there with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.